Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today I'm talking with three women who took their love of friendship, food, and turned it into a hugely successful food truck. They are the Tres Latinas, Vero, Ellie, and Josie, three friends from Caracas with a passion for sharing their delicious Venezuelan arepas with everyone. Their dream began more than 10 years ago, but it was the pandemic that launched their dream into a reality. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kendra.
First, I want to say before we get started, thank you to all three of you. For those that came to our One Wish event back in June, the Tres Latinas were one of the sponsors. You have given so much back to the community, and I just want to say thank you for being a part of that event, because giving back to the community and doing what you are doing is what helps all of us. So I wanted to thank you for being a part of the One Wish event. We really appreciated having you there. So thank you.
It was a pleasure being there.
So I'm going to start with you, Vera. I want you to tell me about your friendship, how you girls met, how you first started the idea of the Tres Latinas. Did you always want the business to be a food truck?
So Ellie and I met back in Venezuela. We used to work together. And then we met Josie in 2014 when we were asked to do the Venezuelan Night at the Hispanic Week in Lawrence. And in that event, we share our food and we started at a friendship. And from there, we enjoy that experience so much that we move forward.
Ellie, how did you get to the point of having it be a food truck?
We thought it was easier to have a business. We didn't have to, you know, like try to find a location, the best location for traffic to have customers. So we decided to have a truck so we can go to our customers, to go to breweries, to go to colleges, any public location that we can find people so they get to know us and try our food.
Mm-hmm. Vero, do you all have specific roles within the food truck? Does one of you handle the cooking, one do the social media, one person do the marketing? Tell us more about your individual roles.
We do have different roles. A lot of us, we all do the cooking. We each have one dessert that we make. We each have something that we cook. Ellie takes a lot of the phone calls. I answer a lot of the emails and through the social media as well, and all the booking and accounting. Josie takes care of most of the cooking.
Ellie, what was the process like from start to finish? You know, we have a lot of small businesses and business owners that we have on this podcast, and it's always amazing for me to hear how you did it. Can you talk about your experiences, how you created the food truck with such a unique and yet delicious menu?
Well, it was a teamwork. We have to read a lot about how to start. We met the right people at the right time. And I think our passion to have the business and what the idea to have the Venezuelan food was the main, the gas to start the business and just keep going.
Josie, let's get to the good stuff. I want to talk about the food on the menu, because I was looking at everything that you offer and it all sounds so good. Cheese tequeños, meat and chicken empanadas, tres leches, and of course, your arepas. Talk about the food that you create and serve and what people can expect when the Tres Latinas truck rolls up.
Okay, so people can expect from us Venezuelan food, because that's what we serve. The arepas is the main plate that we have. And we have some we introducing our menu some American flavor, like the blue cheese and the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
We had the burger one. We also had the cochino, the pork, which is cooked as American flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But we did that like on a strategy to connect with the American people. And we also have our traditional flavor, which are the pabellón. This is one of my favorites. We have also the reina pepiada. This is another really good one that I love. I love to make it and I love to eat it. we have the domino one too. And yes, people can expect from us Venezuelan food, but also some flavor of American, because we were thinking about everybody when we make the menu.
And I wanted to ask you also, Josie, about the arepas, because I know that one of your taglines on the truck is that it's not a taco. So can you explain to people, if they don't know or if they've never had an arepa, what it is?
So arepa is like a bread. In Venezuela, we eat it like all the time. It's like a bread made instead of flour. It's made from corn. It's really healthy. If you made it on the grill, we can make it fried too, but we make it on the grill in Tres Latinas food truck. For now, we expect to, when we have our restaurant, we're going to do both. But for now, we're just selling the grill one. And the arepa is a healthy meal made from corn. And it's gluten-free.
I was just going to ask you that. I like that because I have a little bit of a gluten sensitivity. So I like that it's very healthy to eat and it's very delicious. Anyway, it's a win-win. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people reach out for that.
Ellie, where do the recipes come from?
It's a little bit of from, like, all people from the family. Like, our ideas are from when we were a child. Like, mm-hmm. we used to cook with my mom, with my aunts, my brothers. I think Josie the same. She feels the same. She learned from her experience of childhood, and Veronica the same thing. We all grew up cooking this, what we're making today, so people can try a little bit of our Venezuelan. It's original from Venezuela, so...
And Ellie, what is the most ordered item on the menu? What do people seem to be ordering the most of?
Everybody's favorite is the pabellón arepa. It's the Venezuela la arepa. That is with the black beans, the cheddar beef, and then plantains and white cheese. That's everybody's favorite. And the dessert is the tres leches cake. Those are the two items, everybody's favorite.
It's only the morning, but I'm so hungry I could eat all of that. And we work early mornings on our morning show, and I could eat that like first thing in the morning at 5 a.m. That sounds so good. Vero, I want to ask you, how does it work with the food truck? Like, how do people find you? How do they know when and where to find your truck?
So every week on Mondays, I post the schedule. They can go to our website, TresLatinasFoodTruck.com, and see it there. There's a map and everything. And every day, then I post it in the social media. If I don't post anything, it's because that day we are having a private event. But if we are open to the public, it's going to be on social media in our website as well.
And I want to give that website out again. It's TresLatinasFoodTruck.com, and we'll put a link up on the Magic website as well. And Vera, I also want to ask you, do you usually have a set location that you go to, like a business, or do you do main streets? And how do you decide on what location that you're going to go to? Because I know you guys are mostly located in the Merrimack Valley, which is my hometown area. I love it. And it's north of Boston. But how do you decide on the locations for the truck?
A lot of the times we come back to the locations because it was a really good location. We receive a lot of love from the customers, such as the Mighty Squirrel in Waltham. This year we are coming back there. Other locations, we don't go back because they weren't so successful. Sometimes they invite us to new locations.
Oh.
Like next month we're going to try a new brewery in Everett called Bone Up. We're going to see how that goes. So we do take a lot of the invitations to new places, as long as we don't need new licenses.
Right.
Because we process all that in January and February while we're closed. But we always give it a try, and if we get the love of the customer, we'll be back.
And Vero, you mentioned it earlier. Can people also hire your food truck for birthday parties, private events? And how does that work if somebody wants to hire you to come?
So on our website, there's a link that says catering services, and they just fill out that form, and we receive the email, and then we send them the information. We do not go farther than an hour away because it's too much for the truck.
Oh, sure.
And we do have minimums that need to be reached.
Are you finding that a lot of people are doing the catering? Do you have a lot of requests coming in for that? I would imagine so, especially after the pandemic. Yeah,
we do have a lot. We're going to have our first wedding next Saturday, and that's very exciting.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I love it. Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we are talking with the owners of the Tres Latinas food truck, Vero, Ellie, and Josie. These three incredible women from Caracas had a passion for sharing their delicious Venezuelan arepas with everyone. So they started their own business more than 10 years ago. But like so many business owners, the pandemic changed everything. But for these women, the change was good. It enabled them to find a niche that turned their food truck into a huge success. The Tres Latinas food truck combines American culture with the Venezuelan culture. You can enjoy cheese tequeños, meat and chicken empanadas, and the most traditional desserts like tres leches. Let's get back to our conversation. Ellie, I noticed on your website that you also sell merchandise and you offer certain foods that can be kind of packaged to go. How does that work if somebody wanted to order packages of your food to go?
Yeah, they just need to contact us by email. They can ask at least 1 week of notice. We usually sell the garlic sauce and the guasacaca sauce, the green sauce that you can eat it with the tequeños or for the empanadas. And the tequeños are usually frozen. They can be sold in like a big package of 20. So usually people order like a week in advance.
And Josie, why do you think food has such a special connection for people? I can hear it in the three of your voices as you talk about it. You have such a passion for this, but I think every person, every family has such a special connection for food. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because food can bring you home. So eating an arepa is like brings you back there. Like you remember the childhood when you eat an arepa from your grandmom, from your mom, from your auntie. And we experience that with customers, too. Sometimes customers eat something from our truck, and they say, oh, my God, this remind me of my grandmom arepas or my grandmom empanadas or the cachapa. So it's a really beautiful connection with the clients and the food. So for us, it's really meaningful to do this because it's not only working and making money. We are also loving what we do because we have our country present in our life by doing this.
And Ellie, I want to ask you the same thing. Why do you think food is so meaningful, you know, to you or to others and to your clients?
It's just having a family around. Like we miss that when we were here. We came first here. We just looking for a Venezuelan restaurant. There weren't really Venezuelan restaurants around. And for us, it's like having that, what we're missing, and why not sharing it with the community?
Josie, as three female business owners, what are you learning about owning your own business? I mean, is it harder or easier than you thought? What has that experience been like as a female business owner?
Well, it has pros and cons. The pros is like we are three. We can divide the roles. It's not all to one person. Mm-hmm. So it's not like burning just one person. So right. We are three and we can split, divide the work. The other thing is like you can manage your schedule too as an owner. We work like we give preference to the family. Like, for example, Sunday, we don't take any work because we decide to have Sunday for family. So and as an owner, we can do that.
That's great. I like that.
That's one of the good things about being owner.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. And that's putting, you know, you want to run your business, you want to be successful, but you also, you know, you have families. You have to take care of yourself and your families as well. I love that. Vero, I noticed a quote that was in your email as we were kind of coordinating the interview. And the quote that you girls have says, quote, "To be successful, you have to have heart in your business and your business in your heart." Why do you use that quote and what does that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot because as business owner, like Josie said, it's very hard. Like you have everything on you. We do everything, even though it's a split in three. We do the cooking. We drive the truck. We do everything. If we don't love what we do, it will be a nightmare every morning mm-hmm. when we wake up to be like, oh, I have to go to the truck. But it's not. I enjoy every second of it. I enjoy seeing these girls every day. I enjoy seeing the customers and their faces. So if you don't love what you do, you're not gonna be happy. And we are so lucky that we actually have a job that we love.
I love that. And you're friends and you went into business together, which is so hard to do. A lot of relationships go bad after, you know, working together. But I love that the three of you are doing this so well. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and we've been talking with the owners of the Trace Latinas food truck, Vero, Ellie, and Josie. These incredible women from Caracas had a passion for sharing their delicious Venezuelan food with everyone, so they started their own business. But like so many business owners, the pandemic changed everything. But for these women, the change was good. It enabled them to find a little niche that turned their food truck into a huge success. Let's get back to our conversation. Ellie, what do your family members think of your success? Do they help you at all or assist with the business at all?
Oh, yes, yes. They're so proud and they're always helping. My husband is doing the dishes when he can, cooking. If I need to buy something to the store, he will go to the store and get something for me or for us, for the truck, for whatever we need. My daughters are always helping, want to help with the cooking, of course, and they are very proud of us. Not only of me, but Veronica and Joseph too.
And Ellie, what advice do you have for other young women who are listening to the three of you now and who may be dreaming of starting their own business, but maybe they're too afraid to take that next step? Maybe they're afraid of the unknown. What advice do you have for other young women listening to you on starting a business?
The first thing that you said, no being afraid. You cannot be afraid to do anything. If you have a... like Veronica said, you love to do something. Yes, that's your power. That should be the point to start. Then mm-hmm. you start reading, you start asking questions to anybody, getting as much help as you can, and then just do it. Just for a little bit. You know, don't feel so overwhelmed by it. So just don't be afraid and just go for it.
Josie, what is your goal for the future of the Trace Latinas food truck? Where do you hope to see your business, you know, maybe in the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, for the next 5 or 10 years, I wish the trio is still happy doing what we're doing and also have a franchise, have restaurant everywhere, even international, maybe.
Yeah.
And food truck, because we want to keep the food truck, too.
I think you're on your way, because I think what the three of you have created, and for those listening, if you have never seen the Trace Latinas food truck, you have such a great image and logo of the three of you with the three colors, red, yellow, and blue, and it stands out. You've got a great name. You have a unique menu. I think you're on to something huge, and it's been such a pleasure talking with you today. I loved that we got to meet you again. Like I said, we got to meet the Trace Latinas back in June. They were one of the sponsors for our big event that we did with One Wish Project. You give back to the community as female business owners. You're breaking barriers. I wish you continued success. I'm so proud of you. And I know that I just met you a few months ago, but I think what you're
Thank
doing
you.
Is incredible. I want everyone listening right now, please check out the Trace Latinas. You can find them on Instagram at @Trace_Latinas. And we'll put a link up on our website as well. And you can find them online at TraceLatinasFoodTruck.com. And we will link everyone over. Make sure you're following them. Find out where their truck is going to be. Go enjoy some of their delicious food. And ladies, it's been an honor. And when you make it bigger than you are now and you're in every grocery store and you've got restaurants, please don't forget us. Don't forget us here on Magic 106.7.
Never.
I wish you so much continued success. I think what you're doing is incredible. Vero, Ellie, and Josie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank Thank you for having us. Thank you. And thank you to the community. Thank you so much for all the support.
Thank you to Vero, Ellie, and Josie, owners of the Tres Latinas food truck, for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in talking with your neighbors, your coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone you'd like to be featured on our show. And you can follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and please be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.